Welcome on into ESPN West Palm today. As always, I'm your host, Mike Rizzo. And joining me now are two very, very special guests from Speak Up for Kids. It's Barbara Scarlatta and Tracy Siegel Israel. Girls, how are we doing today? Barb, we'll start with you. What's going on?
We are doing great. Mike, thank you so much for having us
on. Of course.
Today.
And you got a ton of energy, so I know we're going to get along. Trace, how are things going? Everything good in your world?
Fantastic. We are just so excited to be here.
Perfect. All right. So I wanted to start with Barbara because you guys were explaining to me beforehand. You want to get your mission statement out there. You want to get exactly what Speak Up for Kids is. I saw something along the lines of 1,400 to 1,600 kids that are in foster care. So, Barb, I'll let you start first. Give us, you know, what you guys are all about over at Speak Up for Kids.
Thank you so much, Mike. First, both Tracy and I are very passionate about helping these kids in foster care. Speak Up for Kids helps kids in foster care. Our mission is to mitigate the trauma and cultivate the self-worth of kids living in foster care. And just a little bit of background about me. I am a Philadelphia transplant. I'm a reformed attorney.
Yep.
When I was up in the Philadelphia area, I was appointed by the judge to represent the legal interests of the kids in foster care. Before that, I had no idea that there was such a thing as foster care. But for 15 years, I represented these kids. I saw the trauma that they went through. Mm-hmm. I saw how difficult it is to be taken out of their biological homes and be placed in the homes of foster families who they don't even know. And that's when I moved down to Florida, I wanted to help these kids. And that's what we're doing. We are helping these kids.
You see how traumatic it can be on the kids. And my background is very different than Barbara's.
Yeah.
I have more of a public relations background. But I always wanted to help kids have a voice. And I feel like foster children are the perfect children that would be really helpful to give a voice to. So we have a vision at Speak Up for Kids, and that's a nation where every child in foster care experiences an abundance of self-worth and stability. So we have many different programs to do that help the kids. We have a gift of birthday program, and in that, people would be amazed to find out that some kids have never even had a birthday. And
right.
Every child deserves to be celebrated. So that's a very heartbreaking thing to hear. But we have simple programs that just make sure that every child has a birthday, a cake, a card, a present on their birthday. We have a wonderful graduation event, which we did with many other organizations in the area, which it's great when everyone collaborates together. And we just had this phenomenal graduation event. We had 32 kids graduate here in Palm Beach County in the foster care system. Clap!
Awesome.
So we just came from that last night, and it was a phenomenal event. And you can imagine a child who's in the foster care system and then ages out, which if Barbara wants to talk a little bit more about that, it's a very, can you imagine being on your own own at that age? That's
Barbara Scarlatta and Tracy Siegel Israel is our guest here on ESPN West Palm today. They're with Speak Up for Kids, helping kids around here in South Florida. Now, Barb, I understand the aging out is kind of a thing. You know, how old typically is a child when they're too old for foster care?
Usually age 18 or graduating high school.
Okay.
And what happens to these kids? They need to transition from being a foster child to being an adult.
Mm-hmm.
We started, let me back up a little bit.
Sure.
Let me talk about some of our other programs. We make sure that kids in foster care get everything that they need to live as normal a life as possible. And that means having school supplies, having clothing, making sure that they can do things that their normal friends can do. If they're in school and they're sitting next to their best friend and their best friend is going to summer camp and they want to go to summer camp, we want to make sure that they can do that.
Yep.
We want to make sure that they can take swimming lessons or soccer lessons if they want to do that. We want to make sure that they can live. We want them to think of themselves as kids, not foster kids.
Right.
And keep normalcy in their life.
Right, normalcy.
Exactly. And, you know.
Or create normalcy.
Yeah. And I feel like that's like the big thing. I feel like everyone deserves a childhood. I am very, I believe that everybody deserves a childhood. And I think it's great what you guys are doing, especially with the programs. And Trace, I wanted to go there next with you. You said you guys had a great graduation program that just happened within Speak Up for Kids. But why are these things important to do throughout your company?
Well, it's important that every child has a normal, like you were saying, hood, has a regular childhood. And just like the birthdays, every child should be celebrated for graduating, especially when it's been so challenging. I mean, they don't have the support that the average child has. So it's even more to celebrate. They were, and that's kind of our job. That's what we want to do. We want to celebrate the kids.
You're a parent, Barbara. Are you a parent? Yes. So, like, you guys understand, oh, yeah. You know, how this is. It, everyone spoils their child rotten. So, like, when I understand when you guys were doing your thing and you saw this, you guys had to do something. So, I appreciate it. The South Florida community appreciates it. And I'm sure that everyone around town is probably trying to help. How could people support you guys, Trace?
So many different ways. Well, obviously, we would love for anyone who wants to sponsor with us to sponsor our organization. We have volunteer opportunities anytime that somebody wants to join us at an event or even in our office. We constantly have opportunities. We have ambassadors who speak up for us, and we have a student speak up for kids chapter, which is phenomenal because, you know, you want every child. It empowers students in our area with opportunities to serve and speak up for children in the dependency system. So that is a really great way to teach children, you know, understanding of everyone has a different situation. And it's also a wonderful thing. It also helps with their community service. You know, everyone's looking to get into great colleges. And so that's a great opportunity. And our website.
Well, before we get into our website, let's talk about the Students Speak Up for Kids. A couple years back, we started a program called Students Speak Up for Kids, where we actively solicit high school and college kids to come up with their own ideas of how to advocate for the kids in foster care. And they come up with some amazing, creative ideas. They come up with the ideas. They follow through with the ideas. We help fund the ideas. Mm-hmm. Two of the kids in Wellington High School, were part of Students Speak Up for Kids, but they were also musically inclined. Mm. So they started a separate program called Music Buddies, teaching foster kids how to play musical instruments. Again, just a way to normalize their lives. Mm-hmm. So going back to Students Speak Up for Kids, one of the things that they did recently, one of the projects that they did recently is something called the Life Skills Portal. And that is an online service for kids who are aging out of foster care to teach them how to be an adult, how to read a bus schedule, how to cook a meal, how to do laundry, how to fill out a job application, how to fill out a college application. Mm-hmm. Things that they would normally learn from their parents, but they don't have parents to teach them.
Right.
At this point, there's about 140 different portals that they can go on and learn how to become an adult. It's so important.
And they have their own personal concierge now.
That's why I said I could use you. I could have used you guys growing up, too. I honestly got. Speak Up for Kids is here, folks, today on ESPN West Palm today. Barbara Scarlatta and Tracy Siegel Israel are our guests. Now, Barbara, I understand that you came from the legal system in Philadelphia. Talk a little bit more about how that shaped you into the person you are today and why you're helping Speak Up for Kids.
God, as I said earlier, I had no idea that there was such a thing as foster care. Mm-hmm. And then the president judge asked me to start representing the legal interests of these kids. And what I saw was absolutely mind-boggling. These are kids, well, one of my favorite stories is an 8-year-old boy whose mom was mentally challenged. She got a job, and she was really proud of the fact that she got a job, but she didn't know what to do with her son when she went to work. So she chained him to a radiator, thinking that she was keeping him safe. It took weeks before anybody found out that this poor kid was chained to a radiator.
Jeez.
We intervened. We got the mom the help that she needed. Mm-hmm. We got the son, her son, the trauma to overcome the trauma that he experienced, and we were able to reunite mother and child. When we are in a situation where we can reunite the child with the parent, that is so rewarding. And let me just say one thing.
Yep.
I was absolutely shocked when I moved to Palm Beach County and realized that there's anywhere between 1,400 and 1,600 children in foster care in wealthy Palm Beach County. Close to half of these kids are ages 5 and under. So some of these kids, these are little kids who have to be taken out of their home because their parents don't know how to take care of them or don't want to take care of them. And to see the changes that the parents go through in order to get their child back is mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. It's just so rewarding. And to see the smiles on these kids' faces when they can be reunited with their parents is just wonderful.
And we've seen a community, an amazing community come together. Like Palm Beach County is an extremely generous, loving community, and it's great to see in the world today. There are a lot of kind people in our community that want to help. It's just a matter of finding where to help and who to help. And that's what we're happy to share our information so that anyone that wants to join with us and help, you know, the kids of our community, it's our own community, that's it means the world. Yep. I mean, these are our future. I mean, it's really cliche, but the children are, you know, they are our future. And this is, you know, we have to put into them what they deserve, too.
And Trace, let us know how we can support, too.
You can support us anyways. Like, you can sponsor, volunteer, you can become an ambassador, you can start a student chapter, you can join a student chapter, and you can reach out to us on our website for our events, our programs, anything.
And our website is?
SpeakUpForKidsPBC.org. SpeakUpForKidsPBC.org.
And go right there, guys. You can help support such a wonderful cause. I got two wonderful people in here taking care of kids, getting them homes. We really appreciate you, Barbara and Tracy. Now, I wanted to talk with Tracy for a second because, Tracy, you're from here. You grew up here. Was this something you saw when, like, you were young? You told me you were an 80s kid. Was this something that was maybe in the
70s, 80s?
Okay, well, hang on. I'll give you 90s, too. How about that? I'll give you 90s. But, you know, from living here your entire life, was this something that was always kind of in the back of your mind that maybe you knew you wanted to get into one day to help, you know, struggling children out there?
I think so. I think I grew up in Miami, and I just, you see, it's very diversified. You see a lot of different situations, and I think that I always had a heart for, I felt like kids were the one group that really kind of just got put in situations sometimes, and it was sad. And I think my own, you know, just heartfelt of having my own kids too, and knowing that everybody should have a safe, good home. And I think that's kind of where my passion grew out of.
And then, Barbara, lastly with you, because I want to get into a little sports, because I understand you're an Eagles fan. And listen, I'm going to call Tracy. I'm going to call Tracy a Boston fan. I'll explain that here in a second.
Miami.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, she grew up in Miami, but she's got Boston sports ties, too. But before we get into that fun stuff, Barb, I just wanted to ask, you know, you were a lawyer. You know what I mean? You moved down here and you saw all this stuff, like you said, 1,400, 1,600 kids being it. Is this something you always wanted to pursue? Or when did this kind of come up for you? Was it when you saw that, when you told us that story in Philadelphia, or was it when you moved down here?
It was both. Both. For 15 years, I represented these kids. I saw what they went through. I saw that my feeling was that no child should have to go through what these kids go through. So I did everything I could do, working with the caseworkers, to try to have these kids live a normal life and try to get them reunited with their parents, if that's possible. Sometimes it's not possible. And then when I moved down to Florida to escape the cold weather up north.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Yeah. I realized that I did not want to practice law anymore, but I still wanted to help the kids. And Speak Up for Kids was just a perfect opportunity for me.
Yep.
It's a wonderful, wonderful organization. I'm so happy that I'm there.
And speaking of that, Speak Up for Kids is our guest today on ESPN West Palm today. Barbara Scarlatta and Tracy Siegel Israel is my guest. And once again, if you guys want to donate, that website is SpeakUpForKidsPBC.org. That is SpeakUpForKidsPBC.org. Once you go to the website, you'll see the Initiatives tab, the Events tab. You can get involved in a donate button. It's that easy. You know, we just got done hearing from the ladies how, you know, kids are struggling here in Palm Beach County. Tracy said, you know, we're a warm and welcoming community. Well, let's prove that. Go to SpeakUpForKidsPBC.org. That is SpeakUpForKidsPBC.org. All right, ladies, my favorite part of the interview. Now, Barbara, you're an Eagles fan. You grew up in Philadelphia.
Yes.
You had to be happy they won the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Were you at the parade? Were you at the parade? Were you one of those crazy fans at the parade?
I did not go to the parade, but I was in front of the TV celebrating.
Now, Tracy, I think I saw you at the parade, too. No.
For sure.
Yeah, but you're from Miami. You went to school in Boston. You mentioned that your son's a big Patriot fan. Yeah. Are there any memories that you maybe have of him enjoying a Super Bowl victory for the Patriots? Because I said before the interview, I have an uncle that's from the Boston area, and I had to hear it my whole life. I had to hear it my whole life how great the Patriots were, how great the Red Sox were, the Bruins.
Yes, I do recall, but he was so little. He had his little Patriots outfit on, but I do recall taking him to the Red Sox stadium. And that was
Fenway. You've been to historic Fenway. Yeah. Now, where'd you sit? Where did you guys sit? Behind home plate, first baseline, third baseline.
I think it was the
behind home plate.
Thank you.
As she's, you know,
as I'm really
making
the
imaginative swinging the bat thing. But and then Barb, did you ever go to a Philadelphia? Did you go to an Eagles game ever growing up?
No.
Okay.
No, but I participated in quite a few celebrations at different homes.
Awesome. Bars, maybe too, Barb?
I'm not going to say that.
Barb, I'm on to you. I'm on to you over here. All right.
And Mike, what was your reaction when the Eagles won Super Bowl?
You know, I'm a Cleveland guy, so I was kind of indifferent on it, but I'm happy they beat the Chiefs. How about that?
Okay.
I was a little sick of Mahomes. Actually, Patty's a good kid. I was sick of the Chiefs winning every single year, if that's fair. So, but ladies, seriously, I thank you so much for coming in here. I hope people got the word. That is speakupforkidspbc.org. Once again, that is speakupforkidspbc.org. And they were our guests here on ESPN West Palm today. Barbara Scarlatta and Tracy Siegel Israel. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Absolutely. We're coming right back on ESPN West Palm today.